One.
Welcome back to Windy City Cycle Squad Sports Show. I'm here with the super producer, my lovely wife. I'm here with my teammate, Warren Wawa Owens. And we finally got my man. He decided to come to the Duck End Studios. One of the best baseball players and basketball players I know. My man from grammar school. He went to Guggenheim, but this is my guy, Sam Ice McCullum. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome.
Sam, you grew up in the Brainerd Park area. Tell people how you came up playing sports. How did you get started? Did you start with basketball or was it baseball? But tell people, you can tell them better than I can. How did you start?
First of all, I came from 71st and Aberdeen under Donnie Collins, Richie Butler, Kenny Reed, and the legacy, Tommy Lee Vann. I came from under them on 71st and Aberdeen, watching them play, and then I moved to Brainerd Park area, playing baseball. That was my first love, and then I started playing basketball later.
Hey Sam, I never really, this is a Warren speaking right now, but I never really got to see you play baseball. My teammate Jerome said you was pretty good in baseball. Tell me who's your favorite players, first of all, growing up, and how did you get started with baseball?
My favorite player, the Wizard, Ozzie. Ozzie Smith, shortstop, make a good play and do the backflip. I fell in love with it and how I started when I first moved over to the Brainerd Park. And I had no other choice because that's what everybody was playing. And then Tommy Haynes brought me to the park and I started playing baseball.
And you say your second love was basketball. How did you get started with basketball?
Like I said, I was watching it in the alley, sitting on the garbage can, watching Tommy Lee Vann, The Legacy, Donnie Collins, Richie Butler, Kenny Reed. I'm watching them in the alley playing basketball because I went to Guggenheim.
What about White?
I'm not going to forget Anthony Dawson.
Ooh.
Kevin Vike. I'm not going to never forget them guys. But Tommy Lee Vann is the legacy. Over in that area. I love him to death.
AD and Tommy Lee Vann, those my guys. I played with them on the junior trials, me and teammate.
Oh, yes,
so,
sir.
So we had some good times with those guys. Hey, by the way, you started wearing number 24 at Robeson. Give me the background on you picking up number 24.
Keep it 100.
How I started wearing number 24 at Robeson, as he said, I was on Farsaw. I was wearing number 44. Then Warren Wawa Owens happened to transfer and I moved up to Varsity. Number 44 was too big and I told coach I need number 24 because Warren Owens wore number 24 and that was my man. I liked him. He didn't know that I admired him, but I did admire him. He kept our hair crisp.
let me ask you this, Sam. How you feel about Coach Lyles? What Coach Lyles mean to you? And then after Coach Lyles, what Coach Pruitt mean to you? But first, what Coach Lyles mean to you?
First of all, Coach Lyles, let him rest in peace. He mean everything to me. He mean everything to me. When I first started playing basketball at Robeson, he came to me and told me, just do what I put you in the game to do. Don't worry about nothing else. Don't worry about no making no mistakes or what people think. just go out there and play, have fun. And that's what I did. I just went out there and had fun because he put that in my heart. He said, if you ain't got no heart, you will never win the game. All the practicing we could do, we're not going to win if we ain't got no heart. Now, you want me to go to Coach Pruitt. Coach Pruitt was everything to him. What he did to me and what he told me, I didn't know what he was telling me. He brought out the best of me when I didn't know he was bringing out the best of me.
Coach Pruitt?
Coach Pruitt. He brought out the best of me when I know he didn't bring out the best of me. He was doing stuff to me, allowing me to bring out my game, and I didn't know that. I thought he was picking on me.
He believed, didn't you?
He was picking on me. That's what I thought. Because the youngster.
And Coach Pruitt was always one of them tough coaches. You know, he coached Bo Ellis and all them. So
from he went back and down.
Yeah, from what I heard by his legacy, that was his style. That's how he.
And as a youngster, I didn't know that he was doing what he was doing to bring out the best of me and the good of me. And from this day, I never told him I love him. He got me in college when I didn't think I could ever get in college because I gave up. And he the one that got me in college, and a lot of people didn't know that. And I always thought he was picking on me. And every time I talk about it, I get teary-eyed because he brung it out. He brung the dog out of me. I didn't know I had that in me, the toughness that I had.
Well, you know what, Sam? And we want to thank you for taking time out to do this. You wear your emotions on your sleeve, and ain't nothing wrong with that, homie. Speak on it.
And I appreciate it. To get back to him, I just want to tell Coach Pruitt, let him rest in peace, that he really did bring out the dog in me and the man in me. And believe me, he the one that got me in college when nobody think I could go to college because they thought I gave up. But he knew what I had in my tank. And I proved him right when he sent me to his alumni school, Lincoln University. I proved him right when he sent me up there.
Who were some of your teammates down there when you went down there? Who did you play with down there?
My man Floyd Anderson came from junior college with me. My man T. Willie. My man Maurice Moe, he passed away. Let him rest in peace. Derek Walton, his son played for the Philadelphia Eagles right now. Randy Graham, that's my man. That's my boy's son that played with me in school. And my man T. Ham, Keita, they from Decatur. That right now, that's all I remember. They've been 30 years, Jay asking me these questions.
What about Brian Leach? You told me that Brian Leach.
Brian Leach.
Down in Nebraska.
The legendary from the pocket, Brian Leach, who would be in junior college in Nebraska. Oh, yeah, he turned it out. When I say he turned it out, when he came down there, he gave them people the business. When they thought he couldn't play, he was shorty, broke hand. But he turned the whole system around. But I transferred from there and I went to Lincoln University. Brian Leach took over from down there. VB.
I have a question for you, Sam. And probably for all of y'all, because I sit in on these interviews. And it sounds like you guys had a lot of mentors that kind of guided you guys to become the men you are today. What do you think is missing from the young players for today that you guys see that come from the same neighborhoods you guys come from?
Like you just said, a mentor. I ain't gonna even say a father. I'm not gonna say a mother. It's just missing a human being in the kid's life right now today. Because I'm seeing too many 13-year-old, 14 and 15-year-old out here in the streets 1-3 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and their parents don't know where they at. Mm-hmm. Well, their parents know where they at, put it like that. But the parents, well, the mothers and the grandmothers are growing up with their kids, mm-hmm. getting high with their kids.
I agree with that.
Okay, so I'm not going to say it's the mother or the father. They need mentor, like you just said. Somebody that just could guide them the right way or put their left foot in front of their right foot. Mm-hmm. You know, because the mothers and the grandmas, they're getting high with their kids now. Mm-hmm. You seeing the parents and the grandparents in the club with their kids. And that's what's going on right now in life. And I don't know what type of drugs they're using right now. Because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It ain't no drugs out there to do that. It's just what's going on in the human race right now. That it could be better. They need mentors. And like I said before, just a human being in their life. It don't have to be the parent. Just somebody to talk to them and get them in the right path.
I know we asked about some of your favorite baseball players. Give me some of your favorite basketball players that you admire and that you follow coming up as a youngster.
That was Mr. Warren Owens. We ain't even got to talk like that.
Uh-oh.
You saying the best, my mentor who I follow, and my man, I already told you. You heard what he just called me.
Ice?
The Ice Man was my favorite, bro. I had his poster everywhere in my basement, in my locker.
But you didn't have no game like the Ice Man.
Boy, I had plenty of game like the Ice Man.
Hey, I know you can shoot it, but you didn't have game like the Ice Man.
I put up numbers like the Ice Man. That's all that matters.
And tell these people who the Ice Man is.
My blood is not red, bro.
I know you're
the Ice Man. To tell the people who the Ice Man is.
Lord Servant.
Hey, the Ice Man was smooth. I know you was a killer, you was a shooter, bro. But the Ice Man was smooth.
Sam, come off the screen.
I don't even bleed red, bro. I bleed cold. I bleed ice. When you come through me, my teammate was telling you, dude, we down. Give it here. I'm like the Iceman. Mm-hmm. Give it here. We need numbers. I put them numbers up, bro.
I saw you back in the day, man. And like I said, I didn't know you was as good as a basketball player as you was when you first came to Robinson.
I was a baseball player.
You was a baseball player.
But so you transferred. First of all, you transferred. You hurt our hearts. You transferred. And when you transferred, you hurt our heart, bro. That's why you didn't see the numbers I was putting up. So I had to wear your number because I admired you.
Teammate, okay. You hurt their feelings. What you got to say about that? You had to do something different.
Well, back in the day, like I said, I was stubborn, bullheaded. And to be honest with you, I should have stayed where I was at. And that was the biggest mistake that I made in my life.
I know you shared that in your interview. You shared that in your interview.
Yes, he did. All great men. And just joining the interview, we got my man, Coach Micah Brooks, South Suburban College. He just came in. Welcome to the interview, Coach.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing Sam.
How y'all doing?
Sam sharing his story about how he had a love for baseball and then got into basketball. So now he's debating. My last question was about the lack of mentorship in today's basketball players, and he shared that it's the lack of parenting.
Yes, it's the lack of parenting. It's the lack of mentorship. It's the lack of people like Sam that won't get into coaching, and he's being selfish and keeping it to himself. I think any man that came up playing basketball and had good coaches and around good people should share that. We all should be involved with them kids now, and that's the only way they're gonna learn and understand what we've been through by example.
Wow. Hey, Windy City Cycle Squad, we like to take a short break and we'll be right back.
I got an answer.
Welcome back to Windy City Cycle Squad Sports Check. And we're here today with my man, Sam Ice McCollum, one of the best guards in the public league. What a, you know what? In the state of Illinois, I ever seen him play. In the Red Central, but in the state of Illinois, one of the best players I ever seen play. Thank you for taking time out and welcome back. I'm going to pass the mic to Coach.
Okay, welcome back. The question to my man Sam was, you know, with all this knowledge he have, and quite frankly, he should be one of the all-stars by now. He should be in the NBA or the High School Hall of Fame. He should be in the High School Hall of Fame by now. But with all that being said, the question was, with all that knowledge, why hasn't he stepped in and started coaching yet?
Well, Coach Brooks, at the time, my schedule wasn't allowing me to coach. I had offers to do it, but my schedule would not allow me to do it how I work. But right now, my schedule is allowing me. So if you're trying to get me on, you know, your staff or something, just say something. You know? But anybody out there, my schedule is allowing me now to do it because I'm working in the morning. And I would love to help these kids, because sometimes I do have the kids that live on my block. I got a couple of them in high school out here in the South Suburbs. And the people I know that live, that coach in the South Suburbs, they took my understanding and I told them the kid could play. And they trust me. And some of the kids from the 15 years or 20 years I've been living out in the South Suburbs, some of the kids have went to some of the high schools out this way and made something happen with their life.
That's all good and dandy. But we got to take it back to high school, Sam. And you got to share the story about the time you and Coach got into it and why Coach Pruitt and why he kicked you out of practice.
Well, Jerome Childs, you already know the story. So since you want me to answer your question, we was running suicides. Back and forth, we was running suicide. We got finished, and Coach Pruitt called me out and say, Sam, you was last. I looked at Coach Pruitt and told him I wasn't last. Then all of a sudden, Coach Pruitt said, you was last. And as me being bullheaded, hard-headed, a young man.
You picked up your bag and left.
A young man wasn't trying to pay attention because I was hard-headed. When Coach Pruitt told me to run, I told him, no, you run. Because I wasn't last. You told me the last person run. And I'm like, he said, you was last, run. I said, I'm not running, Coach. So all of a sudden, Coach Pruitt, the man that he is, he said, well, get out my gym. And I looked at him like, get out your gym. But I ain't going to tell you what he really said. But he said, get out my gym. So as bullheaded as Sam McCollum is, Sam McCollum, when he got his bag, started walking to the door, and Jerome Childs, hey, where you going? Don't do it, just run, bro. I'm like, no, I'm not running, I want to last. Y'all run. Coach Pruitt looked at him and said, no, he going to run, Jerome. I walked out of the gym. When about the time I got the door, he said, Sam McCollum, give me my uniform. As me, bullheaded as I am again, I took my uniform off. My practice uniform and threw it on the floor and walked out of the gym and put my clothes on, walked out of the gym. So that's the story Jerome Childs wanted to hear. But when I got out the door, Coach Collins caught me. Talking about, where is you going, Sam? I said, Coach Pruitt just put me out of the gym. He said, no, you're not going nowhere. Come back in the gym. So I walked back in the gym with Coach Collins, had me behind Coach Collins. Put it like that. So we walked in the gym, Coach Pruitt didn't see me when I walked in the gym, back with Coach Collins. So as I walked in the gym and I got in the gym, Pruitt saw me and stopped praying and said, hey, I told him to get the out my gym. Because Collins said, no, what happened? So he explained that what happened. And Coach Pruitt, as the man that he is, he said, no, I don't want him nowhere in this gym. Coach Collins said, no, he's not going nowhere. He's going to sit on the sideline, watch practice. He said, well, he can't sit on the floor right there. He got to go sit at the top and do his homework. And I had to go up to the top and do my homework. Sit in the gym, didn't practice at all. I'm just in the gym. No, damn, well, I didn't want to be there. Because he kicked me out. I was trying to do something else. I did kick me out. I ain't going to tell you. Y'all already know Sam McCullum, what he was going to do when he got kicked out of practice. But Jerome Charlie, dog, running loud, running up. Man, F you too. I'm gone. And that's a true story. I got kicked out of the gym, but what I'm going to say right now, what people don't understand, after all said and done, what happened between me and Coach Pruitt, Coach Pruitt was the only one that looked out for me to get in college because he was trying to make the best out of me, and I figured that out later. My coaches did not try to get me back in school. I had scholarships that I never seen, but Coach Pruitt was the only one after what he did to me and tried to make me the best man that I was because he was trying to bring the dog out of me. He's the only one that came back a year later when I came back home from school, junior college, to get me back into a university at his alma mater, Lincoln University, where he was an All-American. He's the one that got me back in school, and I never had a chance to say thank you and that I love him. And I love the Pruitt family, TP, Chris, Jerry, Mickey, Miss Pruitt, I love y'all. Brandon Parr for life. And if y'all just don't know, Brandon Parr got the best picnic ever in the world, in the neighborhood, in the city of Chicago. BFL for life.
On that note, I see we can end it. Thank you all. Thank you, Sam Ice McCullum, for taking time out. Thank you, Anchor. Thank you, Spotify. What a great interview.
Thank you, bro.
Hold on.
Love you, bro.
Say something.
Before we go, I got one question. Windy City Cycle Squad, when you gonna join us, Sam?
Hey, I joined y'all about a year ago when I ran down Torrance and I put y'all on blast. When I ran down Torrance with 40 degrees outside.
Hey,
and
Sam,
nobody respond.
We hey, did respond.
Hey, Sam, I'm the bike doctor, man. Bring your old rusty chain bike on over to the brick. You know what I'm saying? A couple of blocks from me. I'll hook it up.
This I was riding down Torrance, 30, 40 degrees in the cold. I called him out, but I ain't get no bicyclists. I'm riding that tour by myself. No bicyclists. Now everybody at work. So, Dr. Child.
Whatever.
Dr. Trina. Whatever you want to be called.
Hey, Sam, by the way, we ride on Saturday.
I will.
9 and 8, 9 o'clock. Not during the week.
I was talking to Dr. Child.
Okay.
Dr. Child, get back to you. They ride on Saturdays. And your husband know I be at work on Saturdays.
Okay.
So I cannot ride. But I will ride with him. I'm not scared. I'm not never scared.
Okay.
But when I rode that day in 30 below zero weather, I didn't see none of them with me. And I called them out. And I waited 10 minutes just to see if one of them was going to come. But they didn't.
Okay.
But I'll be back there. Wawa gonna tune my bike up, worn on. He's a barber too, y'all. He's a barber.
He's a bike doctor.
He's put up your TV, whatever you all wanna call it. You wanna get your TV put on your wall.
Handyman.
Coach Michael Brooks. He's a coach over there. I got girls for you, Mike. I got girls for you.
Bring them
on. Okay? I got girls for you. So Jerome Child, did I answer your question about Pruitt? I know you got something else to say. You want to ask me another question? Ask me.
I want to say thank you, man, for taking time out, for doing a great interview. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you, Anchor.
Thank you, Sam. Ice for color. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.